the Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, may get plenty of attention in Hollywood each year. But the Golden Globes are important film and television awards, too. Many show business insiders say the Golden Globes can sometimes predict which movies will be recognized at the Academy Awards. That explains why lots of people were paying attention to the Golden Globes nomination list when it came out on Thursday. There were over 100,000 tweets about the Golden Globes in the first few hours. The awards ceremony will take place on January 10th, 2016. That gives voters and movie lovers exactly 1 month to catch up on all the films and TV shows they may have missed in 2015. The movies with the most nominations this year were Carol and The Big Short. The first film is based on a 1950s book called The Price of Salt, written by Patricia Highsmith. Highsmith was mostly known for mystery novels and thrillers. She wrote The Price of Salt under a pseudonym, a make-believe name authors sometimes use to keep their real identity secret. In this case, Highsmith used experiences from her own life to write about a lesbian romance. The other film, The Big Short, is based on a book about the banking industry by Michael Lewis. Two of his earlier books, Moneyball and The Blind Side, were made into successful films. As for television, shows like Veep, Mad Men, Empire, and Mr. Robot all received Golden Globe nominations. Every December 10th is Human Rights Day. It marks the day in 1948 that the United Nations approved the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Declaration says all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. The document has 30 articles. Each one adds more clarity to the idea of freedom and equality in the first article. The Declaration condemns slavery, torture, and cruelty. It notes the ideals of security, the right to practice a religion, and express ideas freely. There were more than 150,000 tweets using the hashtag Human Rights Day on Thursday. Many organizations used the day to express their desire for human rights around the world. A number of agencies, like UNESCO and UNICEF, offered their support, as did people who have become symbols of freedom, like Malala Yousafzai and Caitlyn Jenner. One of the most talked-about podcasts last year was Serial. The show's producers used multiple episodes to examine a difficult topic. Some might call it a mystery. Last year, Serial investigated the murder of a high school student from Maryland in 1999. The producers spoke with friends, family members, students, and lawyers who were involved in the case that year. They were asked to remember events leading up to the murder. Serial had 12 episodes, and according to a CNN.com story, each episode was downloaded an average of 3.4 million times within the first few months. It was the fastest podcast ever to reach 5 million downloads, and has 100 million downloads since it came out. The first episode from the new season came out Thursday. The show will report on Bo Bergdahl, the American soldier who was held captive in Afghanistan for 5 years. Bergdahl agreed to provide information for the podcast. The surprise release of the podcast resulted in the Serial website crashing because so many people tried to download the new episode. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.